I wanted to jump into how the nation has grown. Like in 1971, I believe the nation had 2 paid employees.
That's correct. There was the governor, and they called this position bonded treasurer, someone who would take care of the books and that sort of thing. I wouldn't have known until about 1975 what the budget was. So when I saw the first one, it was in 1975.
And what was the size of that budget?
The tribal budget, which was for the tribal government, was $25,000. And it paid for the travel. It paid for the salaries of those 2 people, any expenses that we may have had as a tribe. At the same time, we had federal programs. Most of our funding was from federal sources. Most federal programs were funded somewhere in the vicinity of, was less than $1 million. At the time, it seemed like a lot of money, but it wasn't near enough money to provide the services that we needed to. And if you look at the control factor, the federal government controlled more of what we did than we did ourselves. What I mean by that is when you receive money from someone, they tell you what you can use it for, what your objectives are going to be, and so on. It was just a transfer to the tribe of dollars and authority. We had about 30 people that I recall, and maybe less, that worked with the tribe in 1975. That grew from the 2 in 1971, which were strictly tribally funded. That continued to grow. There was a law that was passed in 1974 and was implemented in 1975. It was called the Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act. Everybody refers to it as Self-Determination Act. What it allowed was the tribes could contract for services and programs that were offered by the federal government that were intended to serve Indian people. Primarily, those programs were within Indian Health Service and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And they issued regulations having to do with the operations of programs. This occurred in 1975. And they actually offered some what you would refer to as seed money to help tribes to get started. Many tribes had no staff. They didn't have much going on, didn't have the administrative infrastructure to be able to operate programs. So through what they call self-determination grants, which weren't a lot of money, but they were there to help out for you to get started, maybe to get an accounting department started, to get a procurement office started, or maybe get a human resources department started, just to get started in general. They call them capacity building grants. With the combination of the contract funds and operating the programs plus the self-determination grant, you were able to build this infrastructure. That took place from 1975, was continuing through 1979. The most employees, I guess, we had prior to 1987 was in excess of 300. During the early 1980s, we had some reverse of that because of cutbacks in the federal government, percentage cuts in programs and all. So there were staff that would have to be let go. But by 1987, we had an annual budget of somewhere around $11 million. It was still 99.9% federal, but we were increasing the tribal portion. In 1986, when the governor made his presentation to the tribal legislature of the budget, it was over 200,000. It was somewhere between 240 and 250. He gave them a message. He said, you know, we're spending too much money out of tribal funds. We need to cut back on our spending because if we don't, we're going to be bankrupt in 5 years. And how we paid for the tribal budget was from what were referred to as trust funds. And they are held by the U.S. government in trust for the tribe. You have earnings for oil and gas leases and timber leases and the like. The income was somewhere around $125,000 per year. And the balance in the trust funds was less than $500,000. If you do the math, if you've got a budget of, say, $250,000, well, you're in deficit of $125,000 immediately. So over time, 5 years, the money's gone. You may have $125,000 per year, maybe, on revenues, but your cash would basically be depleted. Anyway, that was a bad message. Not bad because of who was delivering, but because it was negative. It was something that was a challenge. It's something that was in our face, so to speak. So that's what I inherited. We had several businesses that were in operation, not doing well. We had a little income. Again, it wasn't enough to cover the full budget. So we went to work on bringing the businesses into the black and creating more revenue, and it was successful.
So that was your challenge as you became governor?
Yes.
And you're 42?
42, yeah.